I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. On this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast, I'm digging into how we have been in Europe for the last 2 weeks and how our business kept running. And if you're listening to this, yes, I recorded this before we leave. So we're actually leaving in just a couple of days. But to be honest, I wasn't really sure how I was going to pack a podcasting microphone in my suitcase. And I get a lot of questions when we travel. So I thought I would share exactly how we make it happen and what we do in our business when we're gone and what actually happens behind the scenes when I am not online. So first, and this is probably the most important fact, when I left my corporate job in January of 2022, Scott, my husband and I made a goal. Well, this is really me like telling him that I think we should have this goal, but thankfully he was on board that we would travel once a quarter. And it had to be more than grandma's house. That was the rule. So it doesn't mean we have to do like these fancy trips to Europe every quarter, but it does mean that we should go experience something. And I'm happy to share that in the last 2 years, we have not missed a quarter yet. And sometimes it's been really big trips. Like we took the girls to London and Edinburgh and Scotland. We took them to Isle of Skye. If you are Outlander fans, which I am, this was like, yes, it was based off the show. And yes, we had to go there. We went to St. Andrews. Let's see, we've been to Quebec City and a few other cities overseas. But also we've done things like Arizona and Florida and South Carolina. And so the whole goal is that we are experiencing life, which I felt like I was not doing when I was in my corporate role. And it's the whole reason that we wanted to sort of have our own schedule. And so this is how we actually do this, because traveling is not a light expense. And so I thought I would just share, well, like, how do you actually make this happen? And so we implemented the profit first methodology when we started our business, which means we just have different bank accounts for different business expenses. So like taxes, some money we put back in the business, some money we put in savings. And then because I'm obsessed with metrics and tracking, we started a travel account. Now, sometimes, I'll be honest, months don't go as expected, and we literally put $50 in the travel account, which when you're traveling with kids, like that's like nothing. That's like not even a meal, right? In other months, it's much more. But over time, the theory is that it adds up, and it has. So while this podcast is airing, my team is holding down the fort, and we're using the travel fund to go to Paris, Lucerne, Switzerland, two cities in Austria, and Munich, Germany. And I share this because having the travel fund is actually really motivating to me. And for you, it doesn't have to be travel, but like maybe it's a house project or something you're really passionate about. And the ability to see progress in this account helps me keep going when I'm lacking motivation, which let's be honest, that happens, right? So just try it, like create a fun fund. We'll call it that. Like create a fund that's going to make you even more excited about what you're doing, right? And it's just, it takes, I don't know, to me, it like takes the pressure off. Even if I move $10, I'm like, you know what? One day we could go to a really cool museum and it'll cover like one person's admission. Great. Like it doesn't have to be this fancy thing. So that's how we started this whole journey. But what actually happens when we're gone? And the short answer is it's business as usual. And I think I'm a bit of an odd duck because when I started this business, I set up my systems first. And I talked about that in last week's episode. And most go after income first and then set up the systems. But because I didn't have a lot of time, I actually needed the systems to help me make the income and then in many cases save me time. So what this actually looks like is the podcast is scheduled. And so I try really hard to work ahead and batch. And so I usually record 2 to 4 solo episodes at a time. We're getting better at it. I'm not going to lie. There are some times when I'm literally doing it the day before, but we're getting better. And so I'll sit down and I'll write notes for 3 or 4 episodes at a time. And then I'll sit down and I'll record 3 or 4 episodes at a time. And so if you've listened to any of our podcasts, you know that the podcast drives all of our content for everything. So once this is done, everything kind of works on autopilot. It doesn't matter if we're traveling or not. Our community content, so think our Crush the Rush Club, our mastermind, was also scheduled. So usually I do this about a week ahead of time. In this case, I did it 2 weeks ahead of time, but we have the process in place already. So that wasn't a huge lift. The content you see on social, it all gets repurposed from the podcast ahead of time, which means I could just schedule it if I want. To be honest, I really felt like I just wanted to be off the grid for this trip. And even though you schedule things, you still have to check, right? Like, did it post okay? Like, I don't know. I like to look at the data, and I just didn't really want to worry about that. So we're kind of going in like airplane mode for this one. But I don't know. I wrote down my intentions for the trip, and it was to be present. And so I don't really want to worry about social. So you might see a couple of things, but for the most part, social is just like hanging out by itself, and we'll get to it when we come back, which is exactly how we designed this business. But if you want to see the real behind the scenes, check our inbox, because, you know, we like email the best. Last but not least, emails were written before we left, which is honestly pretty usual, right? So I work with my copywriter, Jenny. We have a monthly plan that we follow. I did do the monthly plan a little bit early, but we're usually always a couple weeks in advance. We just sort of like triple checks that we were on the same page. But all of this sort of normally works this way. So if you're listening up to this point, I feel like if you have a team or not, it's pretty doable. You just have to plan ahead, which I think comes from what I preach all the time, and that is quarterly planning, content repurposing, and email strategy. Like, they will save you. I knew that we were taking this trip. I knew it way ahead of time, and so I was able to work ahead just a little bit. It wasn't huge, but all these systems behind the scenes actually help us even when we're not traveling, so that I have time to do other things. So if you DM me playlist, I actually have a Spotify playlist that maps out how to do all of these things. You can choose to be on social on vacation or not, but right now I'm just kind of hanging out on email, and then our memberships and our community are running behind the scenes. And then, you know, I would say last but not least, our funnels keep things running. And I know I talked about that a little bit last week, but our podcast keeps airing. Those are our main drivers. Our email, keep going, right? And if you have a driver for your business offline, taking time off is not that big of a deal. So the only thing that I am going to do when we're on our trip, which is as you're listening to this, where it's happening, right? Is answer questions inside our mastermind and our community. I do have some help if I happen to not be online. So I have support coaches inside our mastermind, and then I have some guest speakers in case the Wi-Fi is funky, or honestly, if I spend too much time on our chocolate tour in Switzerland, which I cannot wait for. So long story short, not a lot changes when we're out of town, which is exactly how I want it to be. The mantra that I have in my notebook that I carry around with me is, it gets to be easy, but also my passive income exceeds our family lifestyle. I'm not sure we're there yet, but I would say this is a first step. So I'm curious, does your business run when you are not? And so my goal is to actually do this again this summer, except for longer, which, if I'm being honest, makes me nervous because I always get a little bit of anxiety before traveling. And now I'm talking about doing it again, and technically we haven't left yet, but when you listen to this, we will be gone. But anyways, my goal is to have the summer of fun, which means I want to do this even more often. Like, I want to test my systems and test the capacity that I can create. So creating systems that can make an impact and an income while not being a slave to your schedule. And so if I were to tell you one thing to do to take a step in helping your business run by itself, it would actually be two things. One, have a really good funnel that does the heavy lifting for you and nurtures your audience. And two, create a system so that you can take a break from social and not lose your revenue. I know I say this on repeat, but gosh, it's so, so, so important. I know it's easier said than done, but I have a framework for you. Just DM me framework and I will show you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. And if anything, inspires you to create that fun account so that you can do and spend more time doing what you love. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community. And so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haynes. We like to post some bonuses there. So I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaines.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaines.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human. And yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.